Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Last night, we had an experience that we've never had before in the family.
Oh.
Took my son over to high school last night for a little, I don't know what you call it. It's like a back to school, meet the teachers.
Like an orientation.
We go through his class schedule.
Yeah.
Like with him, you know, you sit in each class for about 10 minutes and meet his teachers and, you know, hear what's going to go on for the school year. And then they have all the activity tables out and you try to figure out what the hell Key Club is. Nobody knows. So we did that. And can I tell you, one, we're excited for him to go to high school. This is awesome. This is a big step.
Yeah.
Really happy about this. He is so pumped. And, you know, I gave him the little speech last night, like, enjoy this, man. 4 years goes by fast. Meet all the friends you can. Do everything you can in high school, because I didn't and I regret it.
Yeah.
So just live it up. You know, really enjoy these next 4 years.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
The second best moment of my life last night is when we all piled into the auditorium there at the high school. And the principal got up on stage. She's up there talking about the school year and their academic policies and, you know, just giving you the lay of the land for the high school. And you guys, I almost had a moment where I stood up and just
clapped.
Solo dad in the back standing up.
What?
Yes.
That'll make a mark.
Yes. Because she was going through the high school spiel and she came to the point where she had to discuss dress code. And the very first thing she said to the entire audience of parents and children is, this school does not allow you to wear pajama pants.
Oh,
at
and you
any
love
time.
That.
You shall never wear pajamas to school.
Oh,
let's go.
And then she went on and talked about hats and stuff, too, which I'm also on board with. Like,
yeah,
you know.
You shouldn't be wearing
but
hats
But it
school.
Wasn't that funny. Nicole, like, she was down a couple people because we were sitting next to some friends, and she just leaned forward, and so did I, and we made eye contact. Because just yesterday on the show, I was going off about kids wearing pajama pants to school, right?
Sloppy
even
is,
on
yeah.
pajama day.
Even on pajama day.
I was
like,
mad.
Don't do that. Have some respect for yourself. Dress up. Be professional. You're in school. You're a direct reflection of your parents when people see you like that. Then they think your parents are slobs. And then for her to stand up there in front of the entire school last night and say, we are a no pajama pants school. I damn near got out of my seat, ran up there, and kissed her on the lips. Which would have made things wicked weird.
You really would, right?
But
how
now
are you in detention at 47 years old, sir?
All right, it's time for our sports report. I guess Denver sports history is being made, and his name is LaRae Garner. Garner has been selected as part of the Denver Nuggets dancers for the 26-27 season, making him the first male dancer in the history of the Nuggets official dance team. They say this is an accumulation of years of hard work for this guy. He started dancing when he was just 16 years old. Same.
Yeah, right.
What are the odds?
Wow.
He's built a professional career performing and teaching dance right here in Colorado.
I love that.
And also, like me, his background includes hip-hop, jazz, and contemporary dance. Were we separated at birth?
You walk in here doing jazz hands every day.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wear my tap shoes into work. It's super annoying. Anyway, they say he is highly respected amongst
choreographers.
There you go.
People who make dance. Use your words, Jer.
You got this.
Anyway, I guess they say he dropped to his knees and was incredibly emotional when he found out that he was going to be getting the job. So when you're at a Nuggies game this season, you're going to see LaRae out there shaking his booty.
He's got some moves, too. Yeah. Like, that's
I was watching
exciting.
Him dance on the Instagram. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm pretty tapped into the world of dance.
Right.
He's pretty good, I guess. I don't know. So that's
got good form, does he?
Yeah.
That LaRae?
Yeah.
All right.
How about this? I'm wondering if ladies are going to be pissed off this year.
Why?
Because for the first time in NFL history, the Super Bowl will be played on Valentine's Day this upcoming February.
What?
So there goes your romantic dinner plans, because your fella's going to be plopped on the couch with his buddies drinking some natty ice.
Valentine's Day is for him.
No.
Finally.
Can they do that?
Yeah, so they've extended their 17-game schedule, so it's pushed the season deeper into February. Look at me talking sports. So it lands on Valentine's Day this year. Now, get this. This is even wilder. The next day is Monday, President's Day. So that means, finally, you're going to be able to get your drink on,
yes,
go crazy for the big game, and you're going to have Monday off, hopefully, from work for President's Day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Isn't that great? But I'm telling you right now, all the ladies are mad.
Well, you saved it with that last part, but if they didn't think of the 7th or the 21st, it has to be the 4th. Is it like a designated second? Can they do that?
It's the NFL,
confused.
Katie.
Do
I know, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, they better make up for it. You know what? The husbands are going to have to make up for it somehow. So, I mean, that's...
Jewelry, I guess.
I guess. You better make it count.
Just jewelry.
Expensive jewelry.
Fancy new purse.
Future.
What's a hot purse? Like Michael Kors, Coach?
Yeah, sure.
Tory Burch. Get your lady a Tory Burch purse.
Gucci or Louis Vuitton.
Gucci?
Whoa.
It's just the suit. It's one day.
Yeah,
you're not getting Gucci out of nobody. Ain't nobody buying you Gucci.
Gucci, please.
You're going to get Kohl's is what you're going to get, and you're going to love
Kohl's
it.
Kohl's cash?
You know what?
Yeah.
Not hating on Kohl's.
Gucci.
So.
All right, is there anything else?
Yeah, so it is the dog days of summer in Broncos training camp. That thing is still going, and yesterday a massive fight broke out, all because the quarterback was touched. Bo Nix, who is the quarterback of the Broncos, should not be touched by any defensive player.
Yeah.
And as things got heated yesterday, a player tackled him. He was reportedly so pissed he threw a football at one of the linemen. They were bloodied. A fight ensued. And then afterwards, he talked to the media and said, hey, it's all good. It's not a big deal.
I love it. It's football. It's getting me ready for the games coming up. And it's a physical practice out there played by physical people. So it got intense and we were just really enjoying it. And sometimes in the dog days of summer, practice gets long and the intensity runs high.
Sounds like my wedding night.
Does this not thank you for saying that. Does this not sound like a typical Wednesday where a husband just wants to try to touch his wife and she gets so mad that a fight ensues? Come on. She doesn't want to be touched. You're not supposed to touch the quarterback. Yes, exactly. You can't touch me. She throws the dish towel at him. Jared, sounds like your life, doesn't it?
No, we're smashing all the time. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. All
right, busy.
She's a freak in a bed.
We've got receipts. We've got drama. We've got Denver talking. It's the Mile High Hype with JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Yeah, let's get into the hype brought to you by Mountain High Appliance, where you can get amazing savings throughout all of their showrooms. Whether you're replacing one appliance or remodeling an entire kitchen, you can find top brands and expert advice at mountainhighappliance.com. I want to do something special for our early birds listening right now. I want you to come join us at Mix 100's Wine Time next Friday under the stars on the iconic Main Street at Elitch's. So we're going to have a bunch of different wine tasting stations. It is a 21 and up event. We're going to have a photo booth, a DJ. It's going to be a heck of a time. The entire Mix crew is there. I think we'll have some nibblies.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a box of Pop-Tarts and pass them out to everybody.
We're going to take care of you. I can't wait. This is so exciting. Like, we're going to take over Main Street at Elitch's. I've been planning my outfit all month. Like, let's go.
If you'd like to join us, caller 10 right now, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649, and we'll give you a pair of passes to come join us at Elitch's next Friday for Mix 100's Wine Time. Good luck, everybody. Some other stuff floating around today. The 2026 MTV Video Music Award nominees dropped yesterday. I guess that's still a thing.
That was my actual statement. Wait, they're still doing
it? They're still doing it. And get this. What is it? 1988? Madonna is leading this year's nominations with 11 nominations, followed by Taylor Swift with 9. And then Ariana Grande's in there, Sabrina Carpenter. But yeah, Madonna is leading the charge this year. That's wild.
Madonna has new music?
Yeah, she's got new music. And then didn't she team up with Sabrina Carpenter as well,
there's
right?
There's that one song with her, yes. But, I mean, I don't... My favorite music video this entire year was Benson Boone's one he did with Alex Earl. That is such a cute little...
I'll watch anything with her.
That's such a cute little music video, and I love that song.
Adorbs.
So, yeah, that surprises me Madonna's in it.
Let's talk about some fat stacks of cash. Mr. Tom Holland is set for life thanks to Spider-Man. Now, his salary alone for the latest one was $20 million, and in his contract, he also gets a percentage of the profits. Now, the movie's already made $2 billion, so people are speculating that he's walking away with at least $100 million for playing the guy who squirts webs from his wrists. His first one, he only made $250,000, then he made like $500,000 for the next one, then $4,000, then $10,000, and then this one, $100 million. So, dude is set for life.
Oh, yeah, and he's going to be Spider-Man for years to come because people have loved him so much. I believe he's the longest tenured Spider-Man, isn't he?
Well, would you look at that?
I think he is. So,
look at
you. Look at him.
I got to play you this audio. So this is funny. This is a story popping this morning. I actually get to do a bear story today.
Okay.
The bear stories have been all over this morning show. We lead in Denver in bear stories this morning show.
Yeah, bear approved.
Number one station for bear stories. Now, there's this woman in Kentucky who woke up to discover that a bear had wandered into her house. Why did he go in there? Well, she had a bunch of leftover KFC sitting on her dining room table. Here she is talking about how her sister was alerting her about the bear.
Bro, there's a bear, and it just walked out of your house, and it came down your steps. It came and looked at me dead in the eyes on my side of the yard. She said she actually heard the table shatter from inside her house, and she thought that it was a car wreck outside. I'm a little sad over my KFC. Definitely don't leave your leftover KFC on the kitchen table.
Let that be a lesson for you. You got to pack up that KFC and put a bear in the fridge because the bears are out.
There's so many things to unpack in that story.
Oh, isn't she great?
One, bears like fried chicken?
Well, heck come on.
It's an animal. I had no idea, bro.
Bro, there's a bear.
Oh, yeah, here.
There's a bear, and it just walked out of your house.
Oh, my God. You're not going to believe it. First of all, my biggest concern is that she didn't finish her KFC. I mean, who has leftover KFC?
I mean, come on.
Bro.
Exactly. It's the Colonel. That is hilarious.
Isn't that funny, though? That bear's like, I smell me some chicken.
Oh, it's the gravy. Even bears like that KFC gravy. It's addictive. Bro is right.
Who won our tickets, Josh?
That was Anna out of Lakewood.
Hey, Anna. We'll see you next Friday for Mid-100s Wine Time. Katie, what's going on locally?
Exciting. Okay. So a sign at 19th and Californina was spelled wrong in downtown Denver. Yeah, people are loving it. It's supposed to say California, obviously. But right there at, again, 19th and Californina, a couple of conflicting reports here. Excuse me. Some say the sign was installed Monday. Others say it was put up this past Friday. But either way, as of yesterday, it was still up, though there was a city worker on scene ready to take it down. But oh my gosh, spell check is important, especially when you're putting things up so everyone can see it.
Bro.
Now, bro is right. And they're saying that it might have been the person who created the sign. It wasn't city. But the city's getting the flack.
This is no surprise. No. Like, I've talked about how they don't teach spelling in schools anymore.
Yeah.
We have not had a spelling test in years come home.
Yeah.
And all the teachers are like, hey, sorry, the district's not teaching it because everybody's got spell check now.
Everybody
so we don't need
check.
To do spelling.
Yeah.
And this is what happens.
Bro.
And it is absolutely starting to show up now. I mean, the fact that someone put up the sign, there had to be more than one person who
checking
put up this
out.
Sign.
Yeah.
Like, multiple people were there.
Quality control.
Exactly.
Looks
and
bro.
That's kind of,
bro.
You should see the Reddit thread about this story where they're just saying exactly what you're saying. I mean, this is just one of many things I think we'll see that will be in the future
you
because
just kept it at this point.
Spelling is important.
Bro.
Yeah, you know, 19th and Florina, California.
We had an intern do our show and it was Jeremy and K-A-A-T-I-E-E and Schmosh. So it was like the weirdest thing.
And bro.
Why is Jeremy in my head?
Like, Jeremy.
R-A-M-I-E.
I was pushing for Your Majesty, but they still won't do it.
That's what screwed him up, though. That's what messed him up. Was that right there?
Good luck
there?
Spelling
so,
that.
Again, if you want to go see that sign, it is all over social media right now, and it's just kind of funny. All right, Waymo. It's happening. It's really happening.
No! It's happening. It's happening. It's happening. It happened. It happened.
Really doing it, aren't you?
Really doing it, aren't you? Self-driving car company is officially launching in Denver. Waymo's really happening, Jeremy.
I saw it yesterday.
Bro.
It is weird. It's weird seeing a
it's weirdmo is what it is.
Passengers in the back seat and no one in the front.
Well, they say it's good because, you know, it's never tired. It's never drunk. It, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying.
But, like, good luck in the winter. I'll be curious to see how it does.
They say it's fine in the winter.
Prove
it. So that's the thing is if you're seeing it, it's them testing it. They're still testing it. It's still in that phase, but it's going to start operating by the end of the year. So currently, Waymo is up and running in 11 cities, and they announced that in Denver, you're going to be able to hop into one by the end of the year here in the Mile High City. So just kind of crazy.
I kind of want to get in one just to try it and see what it's like.
I know, same. Like,
is there a steering wheel that you can grab in case it like goes way off?
I don't think
Waymo
so.
Off course.
I don't think so.
No?
I think that it is completely, once you're in there, you are giving all of your control up to the robot. So I hope you're okay.
Does it record all of your conversations and stuff
know.
In the car?
I'm
I wouldn't
sure
like that.
It does.
I don't like that.
It does because didn't one of those autonomous cars take two kids to the police department?
I have no idea. Like that's the thing is they're still figuring out all of these little things that come with it. But the people that I've talked to who have done it in other cities, again, 11 other spots do Waymo already.
Yeah.
They say that it's really like the first time you do it, it's like anything you do for the first time. But people who use it religiously are like, it's just another day now. It's not like it's not
like they
different.
Take it to church.
Like they take it everywhere.
Oh,
they take it everywhere.
Dude,
so
yeah, right over her head, Josh. It's all right.
Just another day.
Yeah.
No.
Wow, in paradise? Where are you going with that?
Really?
Never mind. Keep going.
Yeah, don't know.
We'll explain it when you're done.
Okay, fine. All right. And then we also have make sure your car registration's up to date because they're making a big deal about this. Cracking down starting this weekend. If you have expired plates, what is it, 60 days that you have for the expired plates?
I think it's 30 days.
Is it 30? Okay,
30. Bro.
But the
30 days and there is no 30-day
for
your expired like new tags.
Yeah, for the temp tags. Like you have to get
the temp
those.
Tags. You have to do it before they're
yeah.
It. But if you're your normal one, the little sticker in the corner, you got 30
days. The plates,
days.
You have a little extra leeway time, but the tags, you do not. But they are really going to be cracking down. I've seen it on every news station, them reporting it. Like they are going to be on full force.
Bro.
So yeah, if you have expired plates, maybe just pay a little bit closer attention. It's going to cost you $95 if you get caught. So,
ouch.
There you go. Your wallet's going to hate you. Anyway, there's your Mile High Hype, Jeremy and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
We've already had our first school freak out this morning because, you know, my kiddos are heading back, and my wife was just texting me off the air going, oh, my God, oh, my God, where are all the ice packs for the lunches? Because she's trying to pack the lunches this morning. And I forgot. I put about 10 of them in a cooler when we went and did some stuff at Waterworld, and I forgot them in the cooler.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, yeah, those are down in the cooler still in the basement. Nice and warm.
They're warm.
To my kiddos, enjoy your warm lunches today.
Hey.
Whoopsie daisies. All right. All morning, Katie has been chomping at the bit to tell us the story about how she went for a walk, but she's really worried about the children.
Because it was traumatic.
Was
it? I just want to put that out
there. Traumatic for you?
It was very traumatic.
Did you come across a salad or something?
And that would be traumatic right now because that salad is... Anyway, okay, so here's what happened. I was walking, and on the walking path, I came across a little bird in the middle of the walking path, like sitting. It wasn't moving, and I was like, that's odd. Usually when you approach a bird, it flies away. It wants to get out of your way. And this one just sat there in the middle of the path. So I went up to it, and I poked it a little, and it made a sound. So it was totally alive.
Stop.
And I was
Stop.
And it was breathing. It was like breathing really hard, and it was hot. It was so hot yesterday.
Hot.
And so I was like, oh, my gosh, this poor little bird is overheated, and it can't fly.
Oh, no.
So what do?
Did you regurgitate your lunch? And
No.
Spit it down its beak?
I picked up the little bird, and I put it in my runner's pack.
Aww.
And then I ran home because I was like,
that little bird's like,
this little bird needs to get into some kind of air conditioning, right?
Or water. So do you have water?
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so I'm running with this bird in my runner pack, and I'm trying not to shake it because I know that it is
shaking bird syndrome. Yeah.
This is a serious situation. So I have the bird in its runner pack, and in my runner pack, and I'm running, and I come across these three guys eating lunch under a tree. It's had to be the funniest sight to them because I'm like, you're going to make it, little birdie. You got this. And I'm like running, talking to my runner's pack. They probably thought I was talking to myself.
Yeah, here comes this crazy lady.
Half a mile left. You got this, you know. But so I finally make it home, and I walk into the house, and this bird is like, his little eyes are fluttering, and I'm like, you got this, bird. And I put it on a chair. I put a paper towel down and I put it on a chair and I start just like observing it. And I see that this little birdie is also now missing a leg. It's probably why I can't fly, right?
Did you check your hip pack? Was it in there?
No, it wasn't in my hip pack. It fell off. Like, that's why it couldn't fly. So immediately I get my phone out and I chat GPT.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I found a bird. It only has one leg. It's breathing hard. What do I do? You know, so
it's
I'm
all, get out your
chat
air
GPT.
Fryer and,
no.
and so a bagel.
Chat GPT was like, you did the right thing. You know, it maybe get it out of the backpack and put it in a little box. So it's trying to tell me what to do with this bird.
Okay.
And as it's, I'm like reading it, I'm about to call the wild bird rescue because that's what
sure.
Chat GPT told me to do. I look over on the chair and all of a sudden this bird starts to like shake. And then it's like, I'm like, what are you trying to fly away? Like, I don't know. But then it just starts to shake. Then it starts to convulse.
Oh, did it
and
die?
Then this bird just dies
it
right in front of me. I watched this bird just die. I tried so hard to save this bird. And it was so traumatic because it just like closed.
I mean, you didn't try that hard.
No, like,
you just brought it home and put it on a chair.
You're also going to spread bird flu to people.
If it was nature, you should probably just take it and put it in a little grassy area.
No, they told
circle
me
of
not
life,
to
a snake will get it.
ChatGPT told me I did the right thing. And
circle
the only,
of life.
And I just needed like 30 extra seconds.
So I
got to
ask you, where's
this.
The bird now?
Well, I put it in a paper towel and I threw it in the trash
yep,
outside.
That's the way it would have wanted
I
to go.
I said a nice prayer for it.
That's
and I was like,
how it
may the bird gods bless you and your life in the above. I was so sad.
So I treated it like a dead fish and I put it in the toilet and flushed it.
I was so sad.
I thought for sure you were going to say you put it in your freezer and you're like,
no.
Soon.
And I feel
you
like
be
so
mine.
Many people would have tried to save this bird though. Come on. Like, it was in the middle
my
of the
my wife would.
Exactly.
You're very much like my wife. She would. She's the one who would hop,
so
do a barrel roll out of a car to get a dog off the side of the road.
Exactly.
You're very much like sweet Nick Nack. Me, I would probably have just done the little... kicked it to the side, kept on running.
Yeah.
You should have seen his little bird face. He was like, help me, help, help,
help
me,
help.
And I did, but I'm not the
one
who wanted
to
help
that's
you,
tough.
Little
bird. Like, what do you do, you know?
I know, because, again,
I think
really
I would have just put
like...
him in the bushes, because then he dies out in nature,
yeah.
Kind of like how it was meant to be. Maybe something else will, you know, get him. The
and
bugs will get
them. Yeah,
you know, it's the circle of life. Now he's going to a landfill.
I didn't
in
know
your
what
trash.
To do with him. I didn't want to put him in the bush because what if a little kid comes out and like touches
kid's
the
not
bird in
get
the
him.
Bush? Like, it was very traumatic.
Poor
for me.
Thing.
So it took me all day yesterday. I woke up this morning. It's the first thing I thought about. Mm-hmm. I was like, that poor bird.
Wouldn't
like,
it be funny if you woke up this morning and he'd come back to life and he was like hopping around your apartment? Trying to get out up against your back door. Thunk, 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 thunk.
Jeez, you take a nap and this is what happens.
Help, help, help.
Oh, poor little bird.
Poor birdie. I can tell you right now, if I was out in the dating world, back at it, you know, my wife left me or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd be able to flirt. Like, it's been such a long time.
Yeah.
Since I flirted.
Like, truly flirted.
Like, truly flirted.
With intent, right? Not just messing around.
This all comes about because my wife was... I had a freezer delivered yesterday, and she was home. And I was making comments about, you know, like, hey, the delivery guys, you know.
He was kind of cute, though.
And like, I was hopping on the camera, and I was watching what was going on. There was a couple good-looking dudes that delivered that freezer.
Yeah. Well, and then she made
some comments about because after they left, I flipped the cameras on, and I was like, hey, is that freezer cold yet? Can you stand a little closer to it?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, kids are listening. I can't go into any more details. And she's like,
I asked her if she had a certain article of clothing on while she was standing close to the freezer, and she's like, oh, no, I left that off because the delivery guys were here.
Right.
Like,
damn, show off,
girl. Hey, why are you coming at me like that?
Nick still got it. Hey.
But it did get me thinking, like, if I was out there, I don't know. Katie, you're in the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to play. But it's hard. Like, flirting has changed so much, first of all, with the addition of digital everything. So they're saying that a lot of people now are fluent in texting, but far less comfortable with ambiguity, rejection, and face-to-face social risks. So they're not willing to go up to somebody to start a conversation because they don't have those cojones. They lack that.
They're scared.
Like, everything is over text now, so they don't know how to approach somebody. And there is one thing in specific. So this came to my mind because it just made me laugh. I was out with a friend recently and we were standing at the bar and this guy turned to me and started talking to me a little bit. And I just was like, whatever, like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I turned back around and talked to her. She's like, what are you doing? He's totally flirting with you. I was like, was he? I don't even know if people are flirting with me
anymore.
Oh,
really?
I don't know how to flirt back with him. And by the time I turned around, homie was gone.
Gone.
And I was like,
you lost
your chance.
I
missed my chance just because I'm out there and I don't even know when it's happening anymore. Mm. It has changed so much.
Well, like,
it
how do you so flirt? Much.
I don't really. Like, first of all, everything, again, is being done over the online dating stuff and everything. Mm. So, again, when I come up to somebody, as I just told you, I don't even know they're flirting. I'm just like, oh, did you drop something? Here you go. You know,
you don't, like do the hair tussle.
Not really. I mean, the little bit more.
Isn't it the whole, like, if the lady touches your arm or your shoulder,
oh, yeah,
like, that's a sign?
If someone touches you, that's a big deal.
That's where I would be like,
ugh! I know. It really is. If somebody, like, actually touches you while they're talking, that's intentful.
And anymore, you know? I'd be like, can I have permission to touch your
yes.
arm right now? Because right now, currently, I'm flirting with you.
Exactly. I know. Like, you have to tell
is
people.
Is this a safe space? I'm going to touch you now because I am attracted to you.
Because everything has changed so much. Also, like,
yeah.
the whole permission, and I get that, like, consent, it's so important. So I understand
yes.
all that. But now,
do I have
when
permission?
You're about ready to make out, like, that's happened to me. And it's a little,
do you
like,
care if I put my tongue in your mouth?
At first, it's odd. At first, it's like, why are you asking me? But then, with the back history, with the context, it makes total sense to want to ask
yes.
for consent.
Yes, please put
but
your tongue
then,
in my
like,
mouth.
I'm just saying, like, it's all so different. Jeremy, I feel like if you got out there, you would need a handbook. Like,
oh,
you'd need a training course.
I would need
course.
Something.
We'd have to bring
I need
you
a pretty solid
exactly.
wingman who's like 19 years old.
We would. We'd need some things.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just the tangible world is so different now that it was when you were out there, you know, shooting your shot.
Yeah. Whatever happened to just taking too many shots and then making out with the rando at the bar, you know?
Exactly.
That's how you used to do it.
That builds character. I know. We need to do that some more. Shoot. Go make out with some randos. Like,
I love that we're going to play Let Me Love You now. With Jeremy, Katie,
can I
and Josh.
Touch you?
Can I love you, please?
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I was talking with my longtime friend Brittany the other day. Brit. I think she wants me. So
yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You think that about everybody,
there's a little
though.
Bit of sexual tension there. I'm not going to lie. I think if she had the chance, she'd be all over me. Anyway, I was talking to Brit the other day, and she was like, I got to stop going to Trader Joe's.
Why stop?
I think we all have one of those places where you look at your credit card statement at the end of the month, and you're like, oh, good Lord.
Okay, that's
well, I was like
said.
That with Buffalo Wild Wings a while ago.
Yeah, no, it... Some places just take your money, whether you want them to or whether you try to or not. It's just you just love it so much.
You roll in and you buy everything there.
Yeah,
anyway, my friend Brittany was like, I just got to stop going to Trader Joe's because I buy so much stuff. This caught my eye. This is for you, Brittany. This whole list out this morning from Trader Joe's, it's their employees. They are revealing their favorite products. The 9 must-try items.
I love this.
I love it, too, except
I
it's
do.
Straight crap because
what?
They left
what?
A bunch of them off that are by far better than everything on here.
That just means they have many good things.
I'm going to tell you right now, the number one thing on the list I would not buy just because of the name.
Okay.
Can you see a grown-ass man, Jer-Bear, Jer-Majesty,
yeah.
rolling into Trader Joe's and tapping one of the employees on the shoulder and say, pardon me, where are the strawberry doodle cookies? Would you mind directing me towards the strawberry doodle cookies?
Well, he probably knows exactly where they are. So,
sir, I'll show you.
They sound delicious.
They say it's a summer seasonal twist on a snickerdoodle. Soft and chewy, rolled in sugar, freeze-dried strawberry powder, and they have strawberry and apple pieces inside.
Yummy.
$5 for about 6 of them. Can you direct me to the strawberry doodle cookies? I got a hankering.
What else do they have on that list?
The unexpected cheddar cheese spread.
Oh, is it called unexpected?
Unexpected cheddar cheese spread. I guess it's got Hatch chilies in it.
Ooh,
oh, I
it's
like
got
that.
A little bit of kick. Hatch chilies, bell peppers, and cayenne peppers.
TJ's knows how to do it.
The cinnamon coffee cake muffins.
Okay,
count me in.
Those.
Ooh, and they're gluten-free, made with buttermilk and sour cream and cinnamon and sugar crumbles on top.
Ooh.
$6 for 4 of them. I'd sit out in my car alone and eat those.
I have, I feel.
I'd sit out in the Trader Joe's parking lot and eat those with my box of strawberry doodle cookies.
Sounds like a good time to me.
All right, here's something that I feel like somebody fairly healthy might get, the butternut squash mac and cheese.
That is good.
Is it
I've
money?
I've had the butternut squash mac and cheese. It is tasty.
Is it?
Yeah.
That what makes it so great?
I think it's just that you know it's supposed to be better for you, but it doesn't taste like it. So it makes you enjoy it even more. It's like that placebo effect, of, you know.
Well, I do know it's made with nutmeg and sage.
Yeah, that's it too.
Which
yeah,
is also my cologne that I use too. I can't even pronounce number 6.
Oh.
Here,
try.
Look at this. You, what did you think?
I'll try. Number 6, Yang Nyeom sauce.
All right.
Sure, it's a Korean-style sweet and spicy sauce with gochujang, molasses, red miso, soy sauce, and rice vinegar and garlic.
Also
sign
something
me up for
I
that.
Wouldn't get because I can't pronounce it.
That sounds tasty, though.
The, how do you say number 7?
Okay, number 7 is olive fougasse. The French
Pass
style
the
fourgassier. Bread. Hey, on the
Fougache? Is it Fougache?
Fougache?
See?
It?
Nobody knows.
There we go.
That's not a product I would get.
Fugassi?
Fugassi?
Let me get
See?
The Fugassi.
Nobody knows.
Yeah,
somebody from
know.
Trader Joe's call us. It's
exactly.
The olive bread.
The olive bread. Sounds tasty.
It sounds good,
though.
Yeah, I guess.
Sounds
okay, pumpkin
so
cheese spread
good.
Is on there. That sounds fine. The chunky garlic and jalapeno hot sauce. That sounds good. All right, this list is total BS because on here they don't have their corn salsa.
Corn salsa is so
the
good.
The corn salsa at Trader Joe's is money. We keep 2 or 3 jars of it in the cabinet just in case we have company pop over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bust out the taco chips and the corn salsa and you just give it hell.
Yeah.
We use it in foreplay. It's really, really good. And I'm not going to lie. Every time we go on a road trip, we head in and get the bags of dried mango there. Their dried mango is so good. It's unsweetened, and it's great for road trips.
I sent Katie a bag or a picture of the bag of dried mango I got there the other day.
Yes. Well, and just a little more on the unhealthy stuff. What about their peanut butter chocolate cups? Are they not on the list?
Here is
that's
the
like
differences
one of the
between
best?
Us on the show.
That's one of the best things there. Also, their pork and ginger soup dumplings.
You're
going
to turn into
that
a
not
soup
listed?
Dumpling.
Why is that not listed? Ah. And then you turned me on to something recently.
Definitely not
only
the dried mangoes.
It's a seasonal item, but it's that lemon pasta.
Oh, the
what?
Oh!
It is a game changer. It's
I
so
forgot about
good.
The damn lemon pasta.
It's like pasta, not the sauce is lemon. The actual pasta is infused
with
lemon.
With lemon, you guys.
And it is so good. And don't even get me started on the Sublime ice cream cookies. Okay? Because TJ's knows
Trader
how to do
Joe's.
An ice cream cookie.
Oh.
Whoa.
So many ladies right now in the car are going, yes,
yeah.
Yes.
I know so many people yes. are saying their things. Like, tell us what you like at TJ's because it didn't make the list.
Oh, they're corn nuts
what?
Too. Money.
3-layer hummus.
Okay,
what?
You better go outside and have a
cigarette. Settle down.
Go have a cigarette, all right? All right, so speaking of luxury, I want to give you this story really quick because I feel so vindicated. For 20-plus years on this morning show, I have talked about the worst drivers on the planet.
Okay.
And what they be driving.
We know.
And it is consistently BMW drivers and Ram pickup drivers.
Yep.
You guys are jerks.
You get on this hill all the time.
Lord have mercy.
You
we'll
do.
Get this. There's a new report out that analyzed actual data from all the insurance companies on accident reports. And they came up with a list of the best and worst drivers by vehicle brand. Number one.
It's Dodge Ram. I know it's
BMW and Ram truck drivers.
Shut up. It's a tie?
Well, and then Tesla came in third. But the first two, BMW and Ram, they could have just come to me.
They
didn't need to spend all this money to analyze data. Just listen to Jer Majesty.
Oh, you've been preaching.
I've been preaching for years,
A proclamation was sent at
now,
one time.
There is a third one I have added to the list recently because I have noticed that Subaru drivers
are
the biggest a-hole drivers lately.
Especially around here.
They are nuts.
They're like, you know, we own those mountains, so we're also just going to act like we own
the city. We could drive over those mountains.
Yeah,
so.
No.
There's like two or three Subarus that I see every morning on my drive-in because I'm like alone generally. Yeah. And no joke, they come right up on my rear end. And I go, I bet this is the white Subaru. And he goes zipping by me. The Ram people and the Subaru people are the drivers with the highest accident rates. So they get in the most accidents are Ram and Subaru. So there you go.
There it is.
Suck it, bro.
You must feel vindicated because that has
so
been
good.
Something you've said since I've known you. So, yeah, that's funny.
And I can say this because my mom drives a BMW and she's all over the freaking road. So. BMW drivers.
Jeez.
All right. So speaking of luxury with BMW, there is a Reddit post out this morning asking people a simple question, and we would love it if you guys chimed in about this. 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. The question on Reddit, what is your luxury letdown? What did you stop wanting after you finally had it or experienced it? You've been saving for years, telling all your friends, I'm going to get a BMW someday.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have pictures of it up on your vision board.
Yes.
Katie. So what is it? And then you got it, and you're like, oh, this sucks. 303-691-1649. Do you have one?
I think as a woman, we are kind of dealt a bad hand in one specific category. So I'm going to say perfume as one because I will for one Christmas, I asked for Coach perfume from everybody. All I wanted was Coach perfume. And then I got it. And that stuff's over $100 for a good size bottle, right?
Bougie.
And that's not even the high end perfume. But I got it. And then I was wearing it. And I'm like, I don't love how I smell walking around, first of all. But the fact that it costs so much money. And now I buy the $6 toasted pistachio body spray from Bath and Body Works.
And now all the dogs chase up and down the street.
I love it, though. And I love the smell of, like, I'll walk by.
Is that what that is?
It's the best. Because
my eyes burn.
Don't you come for me.
My eyes burn every morning. I'm like, what is that?
No, it smells so good. And I love it. And it's $6. So, again, like, I just feel like it's, and there's so many things in that category for women, you know, any kind of like health and beauty stuff. We are told we have to spend hundreds of dollars on
these
things.
Once you get it, you're like, meh.
And it doesn't do what it says. So I'm like constantly.
Well, it's all marketing. It's all fake.
But
you know what the latest at my house.
Yeah.
Nick Nack was showing me just the other night as we're standing there brushing our teeth and she had some sort of face mask thing on. She's like, I was like, put the toothbrush down first.
Yeah.
And she's like, look at this new bottle of stuff I have. She's like, it's made by a woman in Hawaii.
Oh, see, and then all of a sudden it's $100.
I was like, well, that sounds expensive.
Yes, it does.
Shipping from Hawaii.
That's it. It's like, it's so
potions,
like,
elixirs.
The buzzworthy stuff. And here's the thing is like, we want to look young. I think every woman can say we want to look pretty. We want to look presentable. And these things are promised to give you that. The fountain of
the
youth.
The glow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like
I guarantee
everyone.
You this woman who's in Hawaii is probably just in Parker or something. What are your luxury letdowns? All right, we're talking about luxury letdowns this morning with JKJ. Things that you've saved up for many, many months, many, many years, and you finally got it, and you're like, this is mediocre at best. So what's your luxury letdown? 303-691-1649. The amount of people who have written in on the text line and said hot tub.
Oh, yeah.
I lost track.
Yeah.
My parents had one for a few years, and my dad finally took a Sawzall to it and chopped it up into about 50 pieces and put it out in the trash.
That's the way to do it.
I mentioned to my neighbor like a couple of weeks ago because he's got one. I go, how do you like your hot tub? I was thinking about getting one. He looked me in the eye and said, I will remove two sections of the fence and push it into your yard if you want it. He's like, you can have it. And I was like, oh, so you don't like it, huh?
It's so funny, too, how psyched up people are to get a hot tub.
And then you never use it.
Never. And then, like, to check in with them a couple months later, every single one of them says that. I don't think I've met one person who's like,
I love it. I'm in it every day.
I know.
He's had it for about a year. He's like, I think I've been in it twice.
Yeah. Most people say that. Yeah.
What's your luxury letdown? 303-691-1649. Here is sweet Monica. Hi, Monica.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you. So what's your luxury letdown?
One of those expensive brand purses. I don't know if I could say the brand.
Well, is it Gucci? Is it Michael Kors? Is it...
Well, no, it's not even that expensive. It's a like a Tory Burch bag.
Okay. Those are kind of... Those are $300 or so.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a Coach girl, Michael Kors, and, you know, Tory's a little bit more expensive, and everyone had Tory sandals, Tory purses, and I was like, I want a Tory bag. And I bought it, and I think it was probably, like, maybe $350, $400, and I used it for about a month, and now it sits in my closet in a dust bag.
Well, why aren't you rocking it?
Well, because purses, they're like accessories where you change them in and out depending on your outfit. The style kind of comes and goes, and that's not the style anymore.
Yeah,
but it'll come back.
So now I'm like, now it's just sitting there.
You know, you sound a lot like Nick Nack, my wife, who went through a huge Coach phase. And it was great for me because it's like any birthday, any holiday, Mother's Day, I was just getting her Coach purses like crazy.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, I can't even tell you how many Coach purses are sitting in the closet not being used.
Yeah.
And she's made the comment, like, I should try to sell these on Nextdoor or, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something.
Well, they hold their value. That's something maybe you could, but I get it. You probably were so excited to get that Tory Burch bag, Monica, because it is, like, the excitement, right? The excitement alone is worth more, I think, than the actual
I say you rock it. I say screw it. Get it out. You spent $400 on it. Wear it. Who cares? Use it up. It's just sitting there.
I'm going to have to take your guys' idea because it is. It's just sitting there, and I'm just like, I spent all this money on this purse. Now, you know, it's just a little purse to hold my phone, and that's about it.
I want you to make a mental note, put a reminder in your phone or something, to wear it tomorrow. And I want you to send us a picture of you wearing it, and I'll put you on our social media.
I want to see it.
All the ladies will love seeing you with your purse.
Oh, you can show it off, Monica. Here's my purse.
I will do that, guys. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Aw, kisses to you. Here is Reese. Hi, Reese.
Hi, how's it going?
Well, we're super dupes. We're talking luxury letdowns, things you saved up for, and it was kind of crap. How about you?
We saved up for 2 years to go to Disney World, and we splurged, and we did all the things, and it was, we even watched the Instagram videos, everything, and it was just a letdown. It was not worth it.
Oh, man. And you get there, and everything's, like, so expensive, and there's so many people.
It's the lines, right?
It's crowded. We tried even doing the fast passes. We did the rope drops. It was just, we were tired, exhausted. The kids were over it. It wasn't worth the trip. We had better at a lake in Michigan.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You know, I've been to Disneyland, and I don't know. Can we say that? I kind of felt the same way.
We prefer land better because it's just quick and short, you know, but World is like everything so far and everything's a trek. It's just not.
Listen,
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you right now, I don't think Space Mountain was even that great. Like, for all the stink, like, everybody runs to Space Mountain. I was like, meh.
Yeah, it wasn't. The kids were over it. They were all different ages, so we had a little bit of everything, and it just wasn't worth it.
You're not a Disney adult, are you?
You don't sound like it.
We are. We're Disneyland, though. Our family's all about it, but it's just the kids were like, this is not worth it. They're like,
Reese, I don't even know how we let you on the air.
What?
This is
I'm so sorry.
We generally don't let Disney adults on the air because y'all are so weird.
It's a childhood trauma. That's all.
Right, you didn't get it, so you want
That's
it.
Are you wearing Mickey ears right now?
Not today. That's the weekend.
Reese, we've already talked to you way too long. We got to let you go. I didn't know.
No problem.
All right.
Have a good morning.
Bye, Reese.
You as well.
Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
It is definitely time to play Fast Five. It's our fun Think Quick game. Welcome back to a lot of carpools that are probably listening this morning. If it's been a minute or if you've never played Fast Five, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649 will get you here in the Mix 100 studios. We'll get you on the air, get to know you a little bit, and then I'll toss a category at you and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you can pull it off? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, give me some examples.
Okay, you've asked for things like name five well-known TV neighbors. Heidi-ho! Also, five drinks that are clear. Yesterday, the one that won it was Kelly and listed five words that could also be the same as fight. No problem. So,
didn't he give us joust?
Jousting, and what was the other one?
I don't know.
There's a few.
Melee, I think was one of them.
Yeah, like it works.
Kerfuffle.
Never know what you're going to ask,
Jeremy. Oh, he ended it with punching and kicking.
Yeah,
okay.
That's right.
We'll accept it. You never know what you're going to get, but that's the charm of the game. It's fun. It's just a bunch of nonsense. We're here to make you smile and have a good time. And if you want to become a radio superstar, call us right now, 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Always looking for the newbies, people who have never played before. And we got a prize for you.
Oh, yeah. We've got a great prize, too, because you're going to head to the Junkyard. That's a nice venue. And 5 Seconds of Summer will be taking the stage this Saturday. So, you'll score a trip, a concert here to the Junkyard if you can win Fast Five today.
That venue looks epic. I have not been there. I was looking at it online, and it's a pretty sweet-looking venue.
It looks like it would be a really fun place to go see a show. So, 5 Seconds of Summer fans, you are up.
Good luck, everybody. Hi, Bridget.
Hello.
Hello. Why did you sound like Mrs. Doubtfire right there?
I totally did.
I love that movie. I don't know. I wish I was Miss Doubtfire today. It sounds a lot more interesting.
What are you doing? You taking the kiddos to school?
Honestly, nothing. I did. I took them to school, and now I'm just pulling into the driveway and going to plan my day, I guess.
Yeah, now you can just wander around in peace, I guess.
You'd be lost.
Are you a coffee drinker? Are you going to go make some coffee?
I've already made coffee. I've been up since 5:30, so almost finished with the first cup.
Well, good for you. Well, good luck with Fast Five. I've got a bunch that came in from listeners again. I love it when you guys participate. I will definitely use your topics. So, no sequels, no cheating either, okay? I got a movie one
no
for
cheating.
You. No cheating.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
I'm horrible
oh,
movies.
Oh, Lord. Channel the Lord. He knows movies.
Channel the Lord. Help me with the movies.
Lord, send me some information on Blake Lively. I need five movies starring Blake Lively. Go.
I literally don't know any. I'm sorry. I don't.
Oh. At least you're honest about it.
I do not. I'm not a movie buff. I do not watch movies.
Yeah, that was bad. That was really bad.
I know. Hey, get me out of the way first. No worries. Somebody else will do better.
Bridget, you're a sweetheart. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling. Have a super
duper
day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
A bunch of people just randomly hung up. Did you get scared? Don't be scared. We're friendly. This is a good time. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Don't be scared. Hi, Devin.
Hello.
Turn your radio down for me.
Yep, I got it. My bad.
There you go. What are you doing today, buddy?
Driving the girls to school.
Yeah, give them a shout out.
We have Kari, Sky, and Charlie. Girls, say hi.
Hey, kiddos!
That's so adorable.
Fantastic. Dad on duty. Well done, sir. What are you going to do after you dump the kids off?
Go to the gym and then take a nap.
Hey. Get your lift on and go lay down.
Yes, exactly in that order.
Do you work or do you have the day off?
I have the day off, going to a concert at Red Rocks tonight, actually.
Well, smell you. Yeah. Who's playing tonight?
Millennium.
Oh, yeah. Katie loves that band.
Yeah.
Well done. All right, what do I have for you? Doo-doo-doo. Oh, I got a good one for you might know this one, though, since you have kids.
We'll do that one, then.
He's like, I like that one. That sounds good.
All right, no help from your girls.
All right. No help from the girls.
Yeah, girls, be quiet. In 10 seconds, I need you to reel off any five of the Paw Patrol dogs. Go.
Rubble, Chase, Sky.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Oh, no.
There's Rocky and Zuma.
Dang it.
Chase, Marshall, Sky, Rocky, Rubble, Zuma.
Marshall, that's the one. Marshall.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, I'm getting it from the back seat right now.
I bet.
Our dad's the worst. Yeah. He doesn't know Paw Patrol, and all he does is lay around all day.
If you had asked me a couple years ago, I would have had it ready. I haven't watched that in our house in a while.
I know, bud. Well, you did a good job. It was really nice talking to you, meeting you and the girls. Have a great little Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, right?
Today's Wednesday.
We will. Thank you very much, y'all. Have a good day.
You
later,
too.
Gator.
Bye, Devin.
Oh, we got a Katie on the line. Katie, say hi to Katie.
What up? Hi, Katie.
Whoa. Katie, get off your speakerphone or Bluetooth. It's horrible.
It might just be where I am. Hi, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Yeah, it's a little bit better.
That's way better.
What are you doing today? Awesome. Are you a teacher?
I am.
Okay.
All right. Where do you teach?
At Southridge in Castle Rock.
What was it?
Southridge in Castle Rock.
That's a great school. One of my favorites.
It's a fantastic school.
Yeah, you bet. What do you teach?
Fifth grade.
Oh, nice.
I loved fifth grade.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think my fifth grade teacher is dead now.
Oh,
Jeez,
way to bring it down,
Katie. Katie on the phone. We were having this talk off the air a couple days ago, where Katie on the show here, she and I are starting to hit the age where all of our teachers from elementary school are dying.
Well,
yeah,
That does happen.
It happens. Definitely happens. Yeah, exactly. Mr. Gates was the latest one for me. May he rest.
I've reached the age where my students are now starting to get married and have their own families.
Oh, yeah. Right? So that's got to make you feel old.
It's crazy.
You're like, they are procreating.
Ah!
Yeah.
Wow, that's nuts. All right, Miss Thang, Chicken Wing, are you ready to play Fast Five?
Probably not, because I knew all the Paw Patrol, and then I was like, great, I'm going to get a question I don't know.
Well, I got another movie one.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. Lord. No sequels. No sequels. No cheating. No help. In 10 seconds, give me five movies with a man's name in the title. Go.
Oh, gosh. There's five movies with a man's name in the title. I can't even think of it. Does Iron Man count? That's a man.
No.
You said man in the title. Man.
See, I told you I would have had Paw Patrol.
Well,
my boy was obsessed with that show when he was little, and I remember them all, even though he's 15.
Oh, no. Well, Katie, you were great on the air. Thank you for calling us, though. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Another dad on duty. Hi, David.
Hi.
Kiddos, first day back to school, I see.
Yes, sir.
All right. Reel them off. Who do you got?
I've got Via, who's starting eighth grade today. And I've got Samantha, who's starting her fifth grade today.
Right on. Well, congratulations, kiddos. Are they doing hot lunch or cold lunch today?
Thank goodness they're doing hot lunch.
Yeah.
All right. One last thing.
I don't know if you heard earlier, my wife was texting me in a panic about an hour ago because she was getting the kids' lunch ready.
Uh-huh.
And I had forgot all the ice packs in a cooler in the basement because we used them over the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So she had no ice packs this morning. And boy, did I hear about it, David.
Yeah, doghouse, man. Sorry.
Yeah, dude. Right. Story
of
my
move.
Life,
Come
buddy.
On.
Story of my life. All right, David, no help from the kiddos, but your letter is W, all right? W.
Okay.
I need five businesses that start with that letter W. Go.
Walmart.
Yep.
Wally World. Mm-hmm. Wiener Schnitzel.
Ooh.
West End. Water ski. I don't know.
Water ski.
I think you only got.
I think
maybe
you got four.
Yeah.
But let's see.
Yeah, you're I think right. you only said four anyway, didn't you?
No, he said five.
Did he?
He said five.
Where's Walgreens and Wendy's and?
Yeah, water ski is in a company.
Wells Fargo, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
Wrangler. Boy, you crapped the bed, dude.
I did worse than you this morning, Jeremy. Worse than you.
You did. Now my wife's probably mad at you as well, David, because that one was so easy.
Perfect.
Buddy,
perfect.
You were a great call. You also have a super dupes day. Thanks for chiming in.
Thanks, guys. Love the show. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, David. Thanks. Bye.
Guy's a good guy.
Kelsey.
Good morning.
Hi. Are you dropping your kiddos off?
I am.
Well, that's why we do this. We are big, big, big family people. So who do you got in the car?
I have Macy and Lucas going off to school this morning.
Right on, kiddos. How fun. Now, what are you going to do with the rest of your day?
I don't know yet. Hopefully they make it through the first day of school. We've been sick before school's even started.
Oh, no.
So hopefully I get my break.
Fingers crossed, right? Oh.
Yes.
All right, well, I got your fast five. Let's see if we can knock this out for you. In 10 seconds, I need you to give me five places that you might find lockers. Go!
Okay. The gym, the school, the airport, Elidge's. I don't know.
And I don't know. You had four. Prison.
Waterworld.
And Waterworld.
Well, just needed a Waterworld.
I've never been to prison, so I
good
couldn't
Kelsey
give you that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, me either. I have a hunch. I have a hunch they have lockers there. That's where you keep all your shivs.
I guess.
Kelsey? Darn it, you almost had it. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
All right,
you
bye-bye.
Too. Bye, Kelsey.
Damn it. Is anybody going to win?
Really thought she was going to get
Deb?
Yes.
Will you hurry up and win this? I got to go.
I am absolutely going to win this because I've been trying for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Go, Deb.
Deb, I have to go tinkle so bad. So will you hurry up and win? I've had like 4 cups of coffee and a water bottle this morning. I got to go.
Absolutely. That means it's time.
I'm going to explode if you don't get this. Oh, my God. All right. God, I don't know. All right. Your letter is W. Give me 5 businesses that start with the letter W. Go.
Wendy's, Whataburger, Whole Foods, Walgreens, Wenchel's. Hey, wait. I thought I had 5.
You did. No,
that was
the
end
of
the timer.
Of the timer.
There.
Yeah, that wasn't
Did I have 5?
Well, you will officially have 5 if you know what to say here when you win Fast 5. Do you happen to know?
Jeremy, play the Woody Wind song.
Oh. Yeah, Deb,
I can go to the bathroom.
And I can win Fast 5 finally.
Yay, Deb finally did it.
Everybody wins. Yay.
Yay. Deb, you're a rock star. You won today. We're going to send you off to go see a fun concert, courtesy of JKJ. And you better send us pictures, all right?
I absolutely will. Thank you.
It is time to play this silly little game. It looks like Tara made it through. Hi, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're super dupes, but who cares about us? How are you today?
Yeah.
I'm great. I am... I'm shuttling around a bunch of kids before school starts, and so we're so excited to be on the radio this morning.
Oh, that's cool. So give all the kiddos a shout-out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We have Anna, who's visiting from Italy. She's our exchange student that's going to be starting at South High School as a junior this year. So she's all the way from Lake Como. And then I have my daughter, Dylan, who's at Steele Elementary, who's going into fourth grade. And then I have Logan, who's at DCIS. DSA is a 10th grader, and she is in school for ballet.
Wow, you do have a lot of
Logan,
kiddos.
Logan, Anna, and Dylan.
What was the Italian girl's name?
Anna.
Her name is Anna.
Yes.
Have you taken her to Olive Garden for some authentic Italian cuisine?
Oh, my God, I can't. She's like everything. She's like, that is not pizza.
Did you just
that
scream? Pizza.
She said, Tara, you're so crazy. What are you doing to me? This is another Italian.
Yes.
So
I'm super nervous because Katie's so good at this game, but I'm going to give it a try.
She's really good. Katie spends roughly 40 to 50 hours a week on her couch watching TMZ and movies and stuff. So.
I do it for the job, obviously.
I'm going to have to strive to that. I'll get some free time.
Oh, funny. All right, Tara. Well, I'm going to give you and Katie the same 5 questions. Best out of 5 wins. Ties go to Katie.
Right. Anything you want to say, Katie Cat, before you bounce?
Sherry, you sound so fun and bubbly. I hope you use that to win today. I want
Thank
you to win.
You.
So, all right.
I'm trying
good
my
luck.
Best.
Okay,
right.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Katie's going to leave the studio. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything. And then I come up with all the questions so there's no cheating because she is a cheater,
okay.
Cheater, pumpkin eater. And we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in the studios, Tara. But let's go ahead and start it up. Here's your first question.
Okay.
This American online company was founded back in 95, and it allowed consumers to buy and sell products through online auctions or buy it now options. What was that website?
eBay.
I'll put you down for the eBays. Here's your second question. What 06 DreamWorks film had a raccoon named RJ, and he teamed up with a turtle named Vern to take on an angry bear wanting his food back? What was that movie?
Oh, my gosh. Angry bear, raccoon.
And a turtle.
And a turtle.
No cheating. Come on.
Animals Gone Wild?
No. Animals Gone Wild. Something like
one.
You'd watch on HBO late
yeah.
at night.
Yeah.
All right. All right, here is your third question for Katie Crash. Please tell me, what color shirt was Steve Jobs known for wearing?
Black.
Yeah, put you down for that. Okay, fourth question. Please tell me, what's the name of the trophy that the winner of Dancing with the Stars takes home?
The only trophy I can think of is Heisman. I know that's not it.
You want me to put that down?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
All right, and let's see here, your fifth and final question. Kourtney Kardashian, Court. She has three children with whom? Who's baby daddy?
Scott. I saw them once at the restaurant. Scott.
Scott at the restaurant.
Yes. And yeah, I saw them up in Vail once.
All right,
Scott,
Katie's going to come back in here. I'm writing stuff down here, your answers.
All right.
I'm going to add up how many you got. Beep, boop, bop, boop. Hello, Katrina.
Hi.
Hi. All right, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
You focused?
Yes, I'm so focused.
All right. You're not drunk like usual?
Oh, no. Sobered up just in time for this, Jeremy.
Katie, this American online company was founded in 95. It allowed consumers to buy and sell products through online auctions or buy it now options.
Oh, the buy it now. It's eBay, right? Yes.
Tara, you said yes. eBay.
Good job, Tara.
Bah, bah, bah. What 06 DreamWorks film had a raccoon named RJ, who teamed up with a turtle named Vern to take on an angry bear wanting his food back?
I love that movie. What? It's,
Oh, no.
I love that movie.
Come on, Vern.
Steve Carell's in it. He's a little chipmunk that goes crazy over Cheetos.
Come on, give me an
answer. Sorry, it's, I can't remember the name. Oh, crap.
Yeah, you don't remember it.
I don't remember it.
All right. You don't get it.
Tara
says
no,
you don't
I
remember.
I love that movie, though. What
Although,
is it?
Nope. Sorry, Tara said you don't know.
Wait,
okay. Yeah, Tara said Animals Gone Wild. That's
hey,
wrong, too.
I
was looking for Over the Hedge.
Over the Hedge, okay.
You
okay.
That.
Ugh, liar.
It's Bruce Willis, right?
Whatever.
Yes.
Katie, what color shirt was Steve Jobs known for wearing?
Is it black? Yes.
Tara said that as well.
Yes. I know, we're tied.
You got it too, Tara. You are competitive. I love it.
Yeah.
Feisty. Definitely feisty. What's the name of the trophy that the winner gets on Dancing with the Stars?
The Mirror Ball Trophy.
Dun, 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 dun. Tara said the Heisman.
Oh, that's a trophy?
Yes.
It is a trophy, Katie. All right, final question. Kourtney Kardashian shares three children, or had three children, with whom?
Scott Disick.
Now, Tara said Scott at the restaurant.
I'm gonna, you take it.
I'm going to
give
it
Scott.
To you. Scott at the restaurant.
Scott
so
is
funny.
Right.
Okay, oh no. Katie got four. Tara, you got
three, you've officially been crushed by Katie.
Of course.
Oh, man.
We're so sad. All right. But we appreciate you.
Of course.
Well, hold on. Hold your horses.
Wait.
Don't go running off.
Because we like you.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we like you. It matters if I like you.
What? Like her too.
Do you know that sometimes if I'm in a really good mood and it's been a really good show, that I hand out the prize anyway?
I did not know that.
But unfortunately, the show has been total crap today,
so it was nice.
I know.
It's so
the worst.
She's all. No.
The kids are all crying.
Don't make them
the
cry.
Kids are your children are crying?
No, don't make the
this
kids
is a good
cry.
Life lesson in disappointment.
No, we want the kids to be happy.
Yeah.
All right.
No, there's no Olive Garden, girl.
No unlimited breadsticks.
Sorry. Anna. You know what, Tara, I'm in a great mood today, and you've been a fantastic contestant.
Oh, I love you guys.
I'm going to give you the prize anyway.
Yay! We don't even know what the prize is, but we're so excited for a prize.
You get a dead porcupine, actually.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Like Sterling.
The girls are going to love it.
Exactly.
So,
we'll
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to tell you how to get your hands on that porcupine, and we appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tara.
Bye.
Don't go anywhere. Don't hang up.
That was so much fun.
She was so sweet.
That was the
so
best
great.
Time.
And we get to do it all again tomorrow, 9 o'clock with JKJ.
Yes.